They were holding Daf Tzadik Beis and Aleph on top. The last thing was that Omer Rapopa Bodik Lon Ropa, that Rav asked the Shaila like this. On top, the Gemara says that his Shaila was Nischei Rechelo Bekama. When you bring a Rechelo, that's a female, is how much is the Nesachim? How much Yayin do you have to bring? Rashi says Nischei Rechelo Bekama Yayin he tzricha. Shoy Ritzonel and Tzosen, he wants to test us. Him Yidim Afarshim, it would make a difference between the Zohar and the Keva. That was a Shaila. Nischei Rechelo Bekama. He brought a proof from the Mishnah that the Mishnah in Shkolim says Gedi Mishamesh Nichsei Tzayin Shel Gedolim Mishal Ketanim Shel Zchorim Mishal Nekevus Chutz Mishal Eilim. So it says over there they had a Gedi, that means they had like a seal with the sign of a Gedi on it, which that seal showed us that the Nesachim for a Tzayin, whether the Gedolim or the Ketanim is the same thing, whether the Zchorim or the Nekevus are the same thing, the only one that has difference is only an Ayin, like we had before. The Elim and the Kvosim, those are the only ones that have a difference. From Hashenkin here, by Rechelo, Pshita, by Nekevus, there's no enough community, whether it's a big or it's a small, they all have the same amount of Nesachim. Here now the Mishnah says, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur, any Korban of a Tzibur, Ein bem smicha, there's no mitzvah to make smicha. Chutz, excluding min ha-par ha-bo'a kol ha-mitzvahs. A par means where the tzibur listened to the bezin ha-godol, and they did a chet b'shoigdi because of them. So they have to bring a par helam dover. When they have to bring this par helam dover, here the pasuk says, there's a smicha by the zikni hreida. They have to make a smicha. And also, a soyer ha-mishtaleach, that the Sohar Mishleach is brought on Yom Kippur, the one that sent away also there, the Kohen Gadol makes a smicha for the whole Tzibur. So these two Korbanos Tzibur needs a smicha. By shaking all the rest of the Korban Tzibur, there's no smicha. Rabbi Shimon says, Af Soyer Avodas Kechavim, that if the Klai Yisrael does the Chet of Avodah Zorah, they have to bring the Soyer. This Soyer also, there's a mitzvah smicha on it. That's what Shimon has. Shimon has that the story of Avodas Kechavim also was toyin smicha. Then the Mishnah says, Kol Korbanos HaYochid Tunin Smicha. Vashenken, all Korbanos that a Yochid brings, there is a mitzvah smicha that the owner has to put his hands with all his weight on top of the head of the end of the Korban. Chutz, excluding Min HaBechor or Korban Bechor, V'ha Maiser and a Korban Maiser Behema, V'ha Pesach and a Korban Pesach. On these three, there's no mitzvah smicha. Now the Mishnah says, v'hayorish, if somebody yarshins his father, as his father had a korban and then his father died, so the yarsh, the son, yarshins it. Now that the son yarshins the korban and brings the korban, our Mishnah knows, seimich, that he's called like the Bailam now, and he has to make the smicha, he has to put his hands on top of the head of the animal. O maybe Nesachim, who adin, he has to bring Nesachim also, the same way his father was had to bring Nesachim with the Korban, his son now also has to bring Nesachim with the Korban. O Meimar, who adin, if he makes Meimar Itzchal, just like if the father would have made Tamura on the Korban, Itzchal Tamura, who adin the son also, if he does it, Itzchal Tamura. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look like this, Kol Korbanos HaTzibur, Ein Behem Smicha. A regular korban tzibur, there's no mitzvah smicha. Chutz mi par habo akol ha-mitzvahs. Excluding this par, where the tzibur listened to the bezin ha-godol, they did a chet b'shoigei. So later they have to bring a par helam dover. Here there's a mitzvah smicha. And there were then also usirei avodas kechavrim divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. There's now mishnah when Rabbi Shimon says av soyer avodas kechavrim, he means to exclude the soyer ha-mishtaleach. But the two that Rav Shimon holds is the par helam dover and the soyer that's brought for the chet of avodah zarah. That's the words of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Sirei avodas kechavim, ein bem smichi yagiz no." Rabbi Yehuda, like the Tanakhama about Mishnah that says no, that the only two korban tzibur that need smicha is only the par habua kol ha-mitzvahs and the sor ha-mishtaleach. But Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakhama holds, not the soyer avodas kechavim. So the kitzitz of machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, when they bring the soyer for the avodas kechet and avodah zarah, is there a mitzvah smicha or not? So Yud holds no that the Siri Avodas Kechavim does not need smicha. If so, the Gemara is the Esmi Ovi Tachtayim. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying which other korban tziba needs smicha. In other words, the par helam dover, everybody agrees. But what's the second one? So Rabbi Yehuda holds Soyer Hamishtaleich. The soyer that sent over the Lazozel on Yom Kippur, that one needs a smicha by the Kohen Gadol. So more is the question: what's trying Rabbi Yehuda? Loi sagi de loi mail? Is it not possible to have only one? Like maybe there's only one korban tziba that needs smicha. Like what's the question? Which other one? Now that Rabbi Yehuda takes out the Siri Avodas Kechavim, so he asked the question: which other one should I include? Like who said you have to include more than one? So Mora says yes, you have to. Amar Ravina says Gemiri, there's such a halacha l'mash mesin, like a Kabbalah, like that shtei smichos betziba, that there are two korban tzibas and each smicha. So if Yehuda takes out the tzire avodas kechavim, he has to put it in another one. That's the question: which one should he put in? And he holds that the sori hamishdaleich that needs a smicha. Omalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says a svar like this. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says no. Rabbi Shimon holds that the sori avodas kechavim needs, and not the sori hamishdaleich. Omalei Rabbi Shimon. V'aloi ein smicha lo b'baylim. V'ze aron abonim soimchem boy. What's called the mitzvah smicha? When the baylim, the one that receives kaporo, makes the smicha. But over here, Rabbi Shimon holds by the sori hamishdaleich, it's the Kohen Gadol that makes the smicha. And Rabbi Shimon holds the Kohen Gadol does not have any kaporo from the sori hamishdaleich. So that's not called the mitzvah smicha. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds it's the siri avodas kechavim and not the sori hamishdaleich. So on this, Omar Loi, Rabbi Yehuda says back to Rabbi Shimon, Af ze Aaron abonim eschaprim bo. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, then the sori hamishdaleich, it's good why it's called the mitzvah smicha, even though the Kohen Gadol has to do it, because he holds the Kohen Gadol does receive a kapara from the sori hamishdaleich. So that's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, does the Kohen Gadol have any kapara in the sori hamishdaleich on Yom Kippur or not? Now the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, V'yozdu l'tamayu, they both go according to their own tam. V'yozdu l'tamayu, the Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chiper es migdash hakodesh. So, ze l'fnay l'fnim. This means it comes from a chaper on a tumas migdash hakodesh. That happens l'fnay l'fnim. If somebody came into l'fnay l'fnim when he was tamay, so this korban is mechaper. That's v'chiper es migdash hakodesh. So Rashi said this, talking about after the Kohen Gadol finished the Avodah with the par and the dam of the Sawyer that he brought, so it was mechaper now for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. Then the Pasuk says, V'yes Oyel Moyed. What does that mean? Zehechel, if anybody came into the Hechel when he was Tamei, so this korban now, the Sawyer Lufnib is mechaper. Mizbeach Kimashimo. Like it means the Mizbeach, whoever came near the Mizbeach when he was Tamei. Yechaper, Elo Hazaras, whoever came into the Hazara when he was Tamei, he needs a kaporis mechaper on him. Kahanim, the Pasuk says, Kemash Shimon, that the Kahanim also have received a kapor from this korban, if they came in at all when they were Tamei. Then the Pasuk says, I'll call Am Hakal, Elo Yisrael, even the Yisrael also get a kapor from the Sor HaPanim. Yechaper, the Pasuk says, Elo Halavim. Levi also have a kapara from this korban of the soil lifnim. So it comes out hushvul kulam the kapara achas. It comes out you all have the hushvul equal to receive a kapara shemischaprim b'sorah mishdaleich. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda that everybody, even the kahanim, also receive a kapara from the soil hamishdaleich. That on the shara veris that they did, they all received the kapara from the Sori HaMishdaleich. As Enechnami, for the Aveira of Tumas Mitdash HaKadoshav, each one separately, the Kohanim had it from the Par, and the Yisraelim had it from the Sori HaNasan Lufnim. But on Shar Aveiros, as Hishvu Kulam, even the Kohanim also received a Kapora from the Sori HaMishdaleich. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So is good what a Tanakam of Yehuda. Now Mishnah says that a Korban Tziba that needs Smicha is called the Sori HaMishdaleich. Even though it's the Kohen Gadol that makes the smicha, it's good because he has a kapara from this korban on his shara veris, not of the miktus tumas mitish kadoshav. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shedam Sarvanas Befnim, Mechapra Yisrael, Atum Shemitah Shekodeshov. The same way if it regularly Yisrael did a chet, he came into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tamei. The Sir Hanas Lefnim is Mechapra on him. Kach Dam Hapa, the same way the Dam Hapa is brought for Kohen Gadol, Mechapra La Kahanam Atum Shemitah Shekodeshov. That if any Kohen came into the Beis Hamikdash when he was Tamei, his Kapara comes from this power of the Kohen Gadol. Now, Kishem Shevidu Shosor Mashtalech, Mechapra Yisrael, Bishar Averis, just like the Sir HaMashtalech that was sent away. The Kohen Gadol says it's Vidui. The Vidui is to Mechapra on Klai Yisrael. For the Shar Averis that they did, not the Kanim, only Yisraelim. So, Reb Shimon holds, Kach Vidui Shapar. The same way when the Kohen Gadol said Vidu on his own power was Mechapra ala Kahanim. Bishar Averis and all the other Averis that the Kahanim did, they had the Kaporo from the power of the Kohen Gadol. So it comes out according to Rabbi Shimon that the Kohen Gadol had no Kaporo at all from the Sohar Meshtalech. Therefore that's his time to say that cannot be the Korban Tzibah that needs Smicha. It's not called the Smicha. Since the Kohen Gadol does not have a Kaporo, it's not called the good Smicha. Therefore Rabbi Shimon takes out the Sohar Meshtalech, and instead he puts in the Sirei Avodas Kechovim. The other Gemara asks the question, for Rabbi Shimon, Hovadoi Hushvu, I according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a Hishvu, the Mashmo, that everybody has a Kapor from the Sohar Meshtalech. So Gemara says, in, yes, Hushvu de Bnei Kapor Ninu. The Hushvu Takam, the Sohar and the Pnim, or the Sohar Meshtalech, the Sohar HaPnim, the Hushvu Ladodi. That what, that they're both on Mechaper. Each one has his own kapora. Meaning to say only Klai Yisrael has the kapora. Yisrael have the kapora from the Sohar Meshtalech. But the Kahanim, all the kaporas from the power, hell is from the power that Kohen Gadol brings, nothing to do with the Sohar Meshtalech. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he says, yes, Kahanim received the kapora from the Sohar Meshtalech, Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshov, Yisrael, Mechapre Bedam Sohar Nasa Bifnim, that on this Aveira of the Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshov, here was different, that on the Sohar Nasa Lefnim was Mechapre for Yisraelim. For Kahanim, the Kahanim had a kapora for their chet of Mitzvah Shekodeshov, for Parashal Aaron. Bishar Averis, what about any other Averis that they did? A Levielu Mechapre Bevidu Sohar Meshtalech. Everybody has the kapora from the Sohar Meshtalech. So again, it's good that Rabbi Yehuda Shita, why the Kohen Gadol could make a smicha on the Sohar Meshtalech, because he also receives a kapora on his Shar Averis. Well, the Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara says, Bishar Averis Nami, Kahanim Bevidu Depar Mischapri. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, the Kahanim received the kapora even for Shar Averis on the power the Kohen Gadol brings. Like it says, Echod Yisro V'Echod Kahanim, V'Echod Kohen Meshuach. They all have their kapora in Yom Kippur. If so, ma ben Yisroel lekahanim lekoy Mashiach, what's the difference? Ela shedam hapar mechapra lekahanim al tumas mitzvah shekodeshov to divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer though, kishem shedam ha-soir ha-nasa bifnim mechapra Yisroel. Just like the soir ha-pnim was mechapra on Yisroel, did the chet of tumas mitzvah shekodeshov. Kach dam hapar, the same way the par the Kohen Gadol brought, was also Mechapar ala Kahanim for the Aveira of Tumas Mitzvah Shekodeshov. If Shimon says also, Kishem Shevidu Shosar Meshtalech, Mechapar ala Yisrael, just like the Sohar Meshtalech, the Kohen Gadol said the Vidui, for the Kla Yisrael, for the Yisraelim, Kach Vidui Shepar Mechapar ala Kahanim, who had in the Vidui, the power brought to the Kohen Gadol's power, was also Mechapar for the Shar Kahanim and all their Averas. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Kohen Gadol had nothing to do at all with the Sohar HaMeshtalech. He had no kaporo from the Sohar HaMeshtalech. Tana Rabbanan, what about this in the Braisa? The Pasuk says, V'somchu zikniu edo es yedeyim arosh hapar, that on the power of Helam Dover, when they threw over the Klayus or did a chet to listen to the Sanhedrin Agadela, so now they have to bring a power of Helam Dover, and it says, the zikniu edo, the elders, they make the smicha. So, Arosha Paras Vidashin, Par Toin Smicha, and Ekonami, this Par Helam Dover needs Smicha, but the Ain Sirei, Avodas Kechovim turns smicha divrei Rav Yehuda. These are the words of Rav Yehuda, that the Torah that's brought for the chet of Avodas Zorah, there's no mitzvah smicha. In Echonami, according to Rav Yehuda, the two smichas of Korban Tzibur is Parhel Dover and Sarah Meshtaleach, not a siri Avodas Kechovim. Rabbi Shimon Oymano, Rabbi Shimon says, Par toin smicha bizkenim. True, the par helam dover needs a smicha through the zkenim. But the ain siri avros kechovim toin smicha bizkenim. But if Christ did a chet of avoid the zora, and they have to bring the sawyer, so the zkenim do not make the smicha. Ela rather biyaron. There is a mitzvah smicha, and who has to make the smicha? The kohen gadol. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. That's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Now Mishnah. Then not that the Sora Meshtalech is called the Smicha, but rather the Sirei Avodas Kechovim, that's Mechaper. It's not to say that Kohen Gadol did a chet, this Korban is Mechaper for him also. Therefore, he has to make the Smicha. Now the Gemara says, Ruminu, I have a question. I'll throw you a question. Vidarshin Hachai. What does it mean to say Hachai? It says, Vesomach Aaron, Arosh Hasar Soyer Hachai, it says. So what do we darshin? That hachai toin smicha. When the animal is still alive, you have to make smicha. But the ain siri avos kechovim toin smicha. That only over here the soyer hanasa lefnim, that needs smicha, but not the soyer of avos kechovim. It does not have a mitzvah smicha. These are the words of Rav Yehuda. That's very good. If you hold that only the soyer meshtalech needs a smicha, and not siri avos kechovim. Rabbi Shimon Noam says like this. Chai toin smicha b'yaron. That the soyer meshtaleach, that's the one that needs smicha with the yaron. But the ain siri avos kechovim toin smicha b'yaron. But a soyer avos kechovim, when Klal Yisrael did the chet of avodah zarah, even though they have to have smicha, but it's not done through Aaron. Ela rather the zakenim. Skurat siri and Rabbi Shimon. First, we have Rabbi Shimon says that by the siri avos kechovim, who makes the smicha? Aaron. And here it says, no, it's not Aaron that makes the smicha, but rather it's the zakenim. So what's the sphira? Samara says, Omer, Rav Sheshe says, but Tizbura, is this true what you're saying? Tach, Kamaisa, Mataretzti, is it true what you want to say, like yes in the question? Is it true that the first Brisa is true? Is Emes, that you want to ask the sphira? Again, the first Brisa says that it was Aaron that made the smicha. Is that true? Yomer, Rav Shimon, Shimon says, Smicha b'baylam binon. That smicha has to be done through the baylam. So who the Sora Avos Kechovim? Who says they're the baylam? Why is Aaron considered the baylam, the Kohen Gadol? Let's say he didn't do the chet. Why does those have to be done through the Kohen Gadol? Who is not the baylam? If he didn't do the chet, he doesn't have kapara. Ela rather tiritzach. You learn like this. Ha par toin smicha. True. A par helam dovin needs smicha. The ain sira was a chovim toin smicha. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Again, he holds the two kabbonis sira needs smicha. Is the parhelam dov and the sara meshtaleich, not a sira avos kechovim. Rabbi Shimon Oymano know ha chai toin smicha that the sara meshtaleich needs smicha biyaron. The ain sira avos kechovim toin smicha biyaron, but the chet that the korban has brought on the avodah zarah. It does not need smicha b'yaron. El rather b'zakenim. Does kainim have to make the smicha? On the tzad, they did the chet, they need the kapora, they have to do the smicha. V'ochi kol mulei Reb Shimon l'Reb Yehuda. This is what Reb Shimon is saying back to Reb Yehuda. Siri avarez kechovim boi smicha. That's what Reb Shimon holds. Yes, that it needs smicha. Now, so yes, says back to Reb Yehuda, v'shmilecho, if you ever heard, if you want to say that the Sira Avos Kechovim does not need smicha, you know what the pshat is? The Aaron who did shmilecho. You only heard over, that means Aaron, a Kohen Gadol does not have to make the smicha. That's all, but who does? The Zekenim. But the Zekenim have to make the smicha. So that's what the Shimon meant to say. True, it's not Aaron, but a Kohen of the Zekenim, they need the Kapora, they can make the smicha. Nothing more says, Umiyuta miyachayhu, is it true that there's a miyut from the word mehachai? That from the word hachai means a sora meshtaleach. That's what needs smicha. And not the sira avos kechovim. Is that true according to Yehuda? Aye, for Yehuda lomali lemute kro. What do we have to have a mita kro? For Yom Ravina gemiri shtei smichas betzibar. There's a kabbalah, there are only two korban sivas that need smicha.
that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Sohar Meshtalech is considered a good smicha. The Pasuk says clearly the Aaron has to make the smicha. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohen Gadol has the kapara on his Shar Averus from the Sohar Meshtalech. So that's the second carbon tzibur that needs smicha. So the Sob Shita or Sohar Averus Chavim does not need smicha. So how come the Gemara has to darshan from the Pasuk Achai Lamutei the Sohar Averus Chavim? So Gemara says yes. Girsa biyama means taka rilis lav dafka. You do not need this pasuk. It's only girsa biyama. But really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's from the pshat that the gemira is only two and not more. Rashi says girsa biyama kleima vada rilis leitzorach lematino. You don't need a miyat tvei mikroi elochi hoda matino mishum girsa biyama shetei rogel shteis micha specific sulai that people should be used to learning this. So it's only an asmachta, but it's not really pshat in the pasuk, because we know this minas tzvara to say, or a gemira law, there are only two kabbonis that need it, and the beauty sheet there is, that's the par helam dover and the soyer mishtaleich, but shenke and the soyer of avodah zarah does not need smicha.
The other Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Shiri avodas kechovim, deboi yismichim in olam. According to Rabbi Shimon, he said, the soyer mishtaleich, that's not considered a smicha. So the second one, the second korban tzibur, was the siri of Avodas Kechavim. When it came out before, the pshat is who makes the smicha? The zekeinim. So the question is, minolan, how does Rabbi Shimon know this? So Moshe says, nafkali, he learns it out from the pasuk in Vayikra Dalda that says, with the tanya we learned, v'samach yodah yarosh ha-soyer, that there's a mitzvah smicha on top of the head of the soyer, l'rabbis soyer nashla smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That even the soya that this nasi nachshon brings, even though it's not coming for chet, it was time after Nesim had to bring the soya, still that soya needs a smicha. Rabbi Shimon or Rishimon says, you know what this pasuk is talking about when it says, v'samach yod yarosh ha-soya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, l'rabbi siri avaros kechovim l'smicha. It's coming to include the siri avaros kechovim, and they need a smicha. Why? Show you Rabbi Shimon used to say, Kol chatis shenichnas dom olifnim tunen smicha. Any korban chatis that it's zrik deitz dam is brought lefnim enachnam b'has tav smicha. So that's this siri avos kechovim that the dam is brought lefnim has tav smicha. So now is the question: Lomli lemeima shohaya? According to Rabbi Shimon, not that the Nava was saying it actually is pasuk. Of the Samech Yoda Rosh HaSoyer, the rabbis, that Soyer, Avros Chavim, so why does Rabbi Shimon have to say that Kol Chatash Nichas Damo Lefnim for? Chorot Zaposik. So Moshe says, true, Simna B'Yalma. It's only a Simen B'Yalma, that the Kol Chatash Nichas Damo, it's only a Simen B'Yalma. But really the reason now we know that the Soyer, Avros Chavim, needs a Smicha, is from this Posik of the Samech Yoda Rosh HaSoyer. So where's the question, V'yema, why not rather say, Soyra nasi bifnim, dumya de soyra nasi, de mechaper. So where's the question now, according to Rabbi Shimon, how do I know to say that the Samach Yod Rosh HaSoyer comes to include the Soyra of Rosh Chavim, that it needs smicha? Why don't I say rather, V'yema, Soyra nasi bifnim, maybe it's coming to include that the Soyra that's brought on Yom Kippur, the Soyer Lashem, that needs smicha, and that dam is also brought lefnim. Samora says, no, dum ye de Soyer nosi de mechaper al avelis mitzvah yidua. It has to come on a chet, or like the Soyer that a nosi that the melech brings, he added, he did a chet b'shoigig, but at the end he added yidiyin, he knew he did the chet. On such an avera, you have to have a korban needs smicha. La fuke de sura nas lefnim, that's mechapra tumis mitzvah gadoisha that they had yediyah letchila, but ain lo yediyah b'seif, it's not called a mitzvah yedua. So therefore, soyer hanas lefnim does not need smicha, but rather, according to Rabbi Shimon, umar b'sira avos chavim, that it has yediyah b'seif, that's called a mitzvah yedua. Mor says now, l'ravina, the yom, according to Ravina, that says gemira te kabbalah, that shtei smichas b'tzibur, that there are only two korban tzibur that need smicha, is so krolomali. What do we have to have sukkim for? The chur that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Samora says yes. Itzrecha hilchasov, itzrecha kroi. No, we need both. We need halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we also need the posik. The mikro, just from the posik alone, having been able to say, zivchei shal mitzibur, that maybe the korban tziva shlemim brought on a tzeres on shruas, maybe it also needs smicha. Ki kasha masnisim dahach pirkun, like we asked the question before, that the chol hamanochas boyis, that what we had before, that Amr Shimon says shloish sheminim, three different type of kabbonis, tun and shalosh mitzvahs, have three mitzvahs. So I would have thought to say leisei bekavachoyma. I would have said with a kavachoyma that really v'yehizivche shal meitziba tun and smicha, that maybe a shal meitziba should have to have smicha done to it, and really it's mikal v'choyma. Ma shal meyoch, just like regular shlom is brought by yochid. Shein tun and tunu fachayim. You do not have to lift it up when it's still alive, only after shechita. Still tun and smicha mechayim, you have to make a smicha when the animal is alive. His soul, sira, a shal meitziba that needs a tnufa mechayim, isn't it a svar for sure, needs a smicha mechayim? Therefore, I need the psukim to say no, only these two need smicha, not a shal meitziba. Now, and also, it's a hichus, I also need the halacha l'mashmi Sinai. Therefore, it's a hichus, that's what I need the halacha l'mashmi Sinai. Because in the psukim, I wouldn't know, I would think maybe a shal meitziba also. V'imihukhasa is just from the halacha also, layadin and haininu, I would not know which two. Kamash Malon, the psukim here to tell us, dum yidisur nosir, that's what we're doing with the sur nosir. The mechapra laveris mitzvahs yidua, that's the mechapra and the mitzvahs yidua, which that's the theory of what is kechovim, and the par helam dover. Lafuk of these other kabonas that they come to mechapra and tumis nitish kodeshov, we had a yidia batchila, not a yidia basoif, it's not called the mitzvahs yidua. Like even the Shal Mitzibur also is that way. Therefore, those kabonas do not need smicha. Only these two, the Par Helam Dovar and the Soir Avoros Kechavim. Then the Mishnah says, Kol kabonas hayochet toin smicha chutz mebechor u'mayis v'pesach. Toner abonim. One like this. The Pasuk says, Korbonoi, your korban needs smicha. V'darashim v'loi ha'bechor. And not a korban bechor. It has to be something that you could bring yourself and not something you mechuyiv to bring like a bechor. Shiyocha goes, without this pasuk, I would have thought Paloi Dinu with Svara. Oma shlomim shen kedushos merechem. Madach a korban shlomim that does not have kedusha merechem. Still tun and smicha, there's a mitzvah to make smicha. If so, bechor, a korban bechor, shen kedushos merechem, the kedush is merechem. Any din isn't it a svara to say, she tun and smicha, it should have to have smicha. Tamalim, therefore the pasuk says, no korbonoi, Paloi ha bechor. That only a korban shlomim that you could bring by yourself needs a smicha, and not a korban bechor. Another joshua is korbonoi v'loi maisa, not maisa behema. Because otherwise, shiochla would have thought to say, well, I didn't with a svaro. Uma shlomim shem mekarashin lefnehim, uli achreim. A korban shlomim is only kodesh what you make a shlomim, not the animal before, not the animal afterwards. Still tun and smicha, you have to have smicha. Meister, the Meister behema, the tenth one. Shemekadosh beforam la'achrav, if you call the ninth one tenth by mistake, or call the 11th one tenth, it also has kedusha to it. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a swear to say, shetun and smicha, that a regular Meister behema should have to have smicha done to it? On this Talmudim, the apostle says, no, karbonoi, and we dash from le Meister. Another Joshua is karbonoi, you're one carbon you can bring by yourself, a le Pesach, not a carbon Pesach. Because otherwise, Yochla would have thought to say, well, I didn't with the Svaro. Umash no matter the Korban Shlomim. Sheinoi biyamoid vahavo. You have no chiv to bring a Shlomim today. Still tunas smicho. If so, Pesach, a Korban Pesach. Shu biyamoid vahavo. There's a chiv to bring a Korban Pesach today on Erev Pesach. Eino din, isn't it a Svaro to say, she toin smicho, should have to have smicho done to it? On this again, Talmudim, the Apostle says, no, Korbonoi vulei Pesach. That's the dia carbon, only a carbon you bring by yourself, your own free will, that needs a smicha, and not a carbon that you mechuyev to bring. The Mar says, "Ikal amirfich." We're not going to ask the question. Mal lishlomim shekein tunin nesachim utenufas chazov v'shoik. That really, I don't need the pasuk. It's in svar I know that a pesach ma'isa mechor does not need tenufa, does not need smicha. Because it's only korban shlomim that the shlom needs nesachim utnufa chazav b'shoik. Vashenkin, these three kabbalas do not have it. Smara says true. Kroy yesmachta b'yalma enachnami really minas svara I would know does not need smicha. And this pasuk kabbalah is only nesmachta b'yalma. Smara says if so, elo kro lomli, what's the extra pasuk kabbalah for? So this vidashin kabbalah v'lo korban chaveroi. could only make smicha on your korban, not on your friend's korban. And korbanah v'loy korbanah v'chavim, not on the goy's korban. And korbanah also is l'rabbis kol bale korban l'smicha. Means any time you have even a shutzfis in the korban, that you have some type of a kapar in the korban, and a chnami, then you could make a smicha. You do not have to own it completely yourself. As long as you have though a kapara from this korban, that's called kabonoi le rabbis kol bale korban lismicha. All right, we'll stop here.